99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Supplying every demand.
On demand.
Setting the bar story is what, Kelly?
Well, it's don't do that, pretty much.
Yes.
Don't do that.
So for those of you who, you know, take your clothes to a laundromat or, you know, public washing and drying place, you can understand where, you know, if you leave your clothes and you come back and you're like, man, I'm missing some stuff, and or you see your pile of wet clothes just on top of the dryer because someone like took it out and put theirs in, and it can be frustrating. Yeah. So if you can manage to make it through the day without stealing over 730 pieces of underwear from various laundromats, you're doing okay.
Gosh. Okay. So specific to underwear. This is not just a random laundry thief. This is okay. It's an underwear thief.
Yeah. Tetsuo. He was arrested. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Spoiler alert. He did get arrested.
Okay. That's good. They found him.
So police found a huge stash of underwear in his apartment. Now, I have no idea whether he's snagging this underwear on its way into the wash or on its way out of the wash. But he had been going around Japan and stealing from various laundromats. And so the extent of his obsession was clear when police released an image showing the entirety of the 730-piece collection in his home. Like, he kept it in his house. And, I mean, like, what he did with it, I don't know.
Okay. So I'm guessing they're not, like, men's underwear.
Nope. All women.
Okay.
And,
all right.
And
yeah,
so, you
all
know,
right. They're all right.
Yeah. And look, there was a college student that was just spotted this dude stealing six pairs of her underwear at a laundromat.
Oh, wow.
And like, was,
hey,
like,
those don't fit you.
Yeah. Those aren't yours. And that's not your laundry. And so she contacted the police, and the police then, you know, tracked him down, and then he finally admitted to taking the underwear, and the police were like, we haven't confiscated such a large number in years. So,
yeah, okay. Well, you know what? People collect all kinds of things, but maybe we don't collect other people's things, other people's under things, maybe.
I mean, unless you ask them and they willingly give them to you, let's not
sure.
steal them. Right.
Yes, ask first. Hey, do you really need those?
Right, exactly. Like he could let his freak flag fly in a way that's not going to get him busted by police.
Right, exactly.
You know, he could
just say, hey, you seem to have a lot of those.
Right.
Can
would
you spare a pair?
Would you mind if I had one? And
yes.
More than likely, they're going to say no. I mean,
absolutely.
And I understand why you have to maybe go the stealing route, but we're saying don't do that.
Absolutely. But, you know, it's better to ask. You may be turned down.
It is better
you
to
probably
ask.
Won't be successful in collecting your things, right. But you can still just ask first.
Sure.
Ask first.
All right. So setting the bar. Again, if you can manage to make it through the day without stealing over 730 pieces of underwear, you're doing okay.
Wow. That's really gross.
Yep. That's setting the bar. 199.
They were clean.
DJX.